This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. All arrangements are in place for the voting of the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories will be covered under this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in this phase. Voting will begin at 7 in the morning and end at 6 p.m. The prominent candidates whose fate will be decided in this phase include BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal, Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and K.L. Sharma, Omar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. Over 9,47,000 polling officials will be deployed across 94,732 polling stations. 35 assembly constituencies of the Odisha Legislative Assembly will also go to polls tomorrow. The 8.95 crore voters eligible to vote in this phase include 4.69 crore male voters, 4.26 crore female voters and 5,409 third gender electors. Campaigning heats up for the remaining phases of the Lok Sabha polls. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the BJP will form the government after the 4th of June and every corrupt person will be sent to jail. Addressing a public meeting in Purulia, Lok Sabha constituency of West Bengal, he said the TMC government is not concerned about SC, ST and Dalits. He alleged that the TMC and Congress will snatch their reservation if they come to power in Delhi. Mr. Modi said Dr. B.R. Ambedkar was not in support of reservation on religious grounds. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi addressed an election rally at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand today for party candidate Bidyut Varun Mahato. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that the 2024 Lok Sabha election is to strengthen the country's present and future. Mr. Modi said businesses are of paramount importance for the development of the country. Launching a scathing attack against the Congress, he said, the party considers the business community as enemies of the country. Taking a jibe at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi without naming him, he dared the chief ministers of the Congress and their alliance partner rural states in Himachal Pradesh and Tamil Nadu and also those from the INDI alliance for opposing businesses and investors. Bahujan Samaj Party chief Mayawati today addressed an election rally in Basti, Uttar Pradesh. She accused the previous Samajwadi Party government of depriving SC and ST category people of their constitutional rights. The Delhi police has detained several Aam Aadmi Party workers marching towards the BJP headquarters in the national capital as part of the Jail Bharo protest. Talking to the media, DCP Central Delhi M. Harshavardhan said restrictions under Section 144 of CRPC have been imposed on DDU Marg and there is no permission for any kind of protest. Security was enhanced outside the BJP headquarters in view of the protest. Addressing the gathering at AAP headquarters ahead of leading the protest march, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal accused the BJP of starting a vendetta against AAP leaders. He expressed apprehension that in the coming days, AAP leaders might be arrested and party accounts may be frozen. The student enrollment under the scheduled caste category has grown by 44% from 46 lakhs in 2014-15 to 66 lakhs in 2021-22. According to a report of the National Commission for Backward Classes, minority female student enrollment also witnessed over 42% increase from over 10 lakhs in 2014-15 to 15 lakhs in 2021-22. Heavy rains continue to lash Kerala. The Indian Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rains till Tuesday. A red alert has been issued in Pathanamthitta, Kottayam and Idukki districts for today and tomorrow. An orange alert has been issued in Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Alappuzha and Ernakulam districts. In Sharjah, Indian Grandmaster Arvind Chidambaram defeated local star A.R. Saleh Salem to emerge as the sole leader on 4.5 points after the end of the fifth round of the Sharjah Masters Chess Tournament. Sattvik Sai Raj Rankin Reddy and Chirag Shetty won the men's doubles of the Thailand Open today, beating the Chinese pair of Chan Po Yan and Lu Yi 21-15, 21-15 in straight sets. And that's the end of this news bulletin.